From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Big Blue Roundtable. And he's back from vacation. What up, Chris? How's everything?
Hey, you guys have to catch me up, educate me, show me something. I missed the whole shebang or whatever went down the last week or two, or maybe actually four. So, hey, I'm glad to be back. I'm actually kind of excited because I do know that since I've gone, the show's blown up a little bit, Steve. I'm hearing about you, brother. I'm hearing about the Bleed Blue.
I didn't hear about me or the stakeholders.
Yeah,
you didn't hear from me or the stakeholders. No.
I'm hearing about everything. So everything. And I've been listening to the archives and special shows. So I'm anxious, man. I just want to see what's going on. I'm back to be amongst the family again. So that's what's happening.
Yo, so what happened, man? The vacation, how did it go, though? I mean, how was everything?
It was one of those. It was every now and then, man, it comes a time where, that goes for all of us, where we have to pretty much get a mental cleansing. And, you know, we got to get away from our normal routines that we don't really realize that are holding us back, holding us down, keeping us from growing. And what I needed to do is I needed to leave the States for a while and just recharge, if you will. I needed to get back on track because there was a lot. I was becoming stagnant as far as I, earlier this year, I retired again from a professorship in Jersey. And what I had to do after that was over, I went into this stale mindset of nothingness. And I wasn't doing anybody any good by not offering anything new in as far as ideas, counseling, effervescence, or just encouragement. So I had to break away for a bit. But you knew I was going to be back in time for the season, man.
Right on time.
So, hey.
On his mental cleansing, man, was any fun? Anything you could share with the stakeholders here on the Bleed Blue Show?
Could you share some knowledge on
the traveling? Or?
Well, let's just put it this way. You know, because, you know, I know there's some kids that's going to be listening to this, so I got to be really PC. I'll just say this.
Okay.
If you ever get a chance to just step out of your zone and visit another culture, land, area, country, division, island, anything like that, you need to do it because, trust me, it gives you a definite new, brand new perspective on your country and your folks and what you've been doing and your people and your education level. And if you have kids, you look at them differently. You just have it just gives you a new beginning. And for me, you know, going through Holland and going through Luxembourg and going through Denmark and going through Belgium and Norway, Switzerland. That's what happened to me. You know what's really cool? There's two things that I found out that are cool. It's really cool to hear. There are no curse words in European, you know. They don't use curse words. See, you hear them. That motherfucker. Fuck him. It's really crazy, you know. And I'm like, why do y'all use our words? You know, hey man, yours are more colorful. They're more damning. They mean more. I'm like, oh, okay. It's a little different. Things like that. I think it's also cool that, you know, people sit together, pray together, hold hands together at sporting events. You know, I think that's, total strangers, you know, like stakeholders, if you will, that are, because they're all, they've all bought into the same kind of activity, if you will. You know, it's cool to see Manchester United fans just see each other, you know, at an airport. You know, they don't know each other from Adam, but one has a jersey on, the other one has a suitcase or something, and they, instead of running each, up at each other, giving it, each other that like we do over here, them guys embrace. Like, hey, we are the champions. We in it to win it again. We're going to do it again. You know, it's just a really crazy kind of dynamic, and it's really wonderful, and I like the way they flow. So I'll be doing that quite a bit more in the near future, man. And I encourage everybody to do that. You don't have to go out the state to do it. Sometimes you just got to get out of your neighborhood, maybe out of your city, maybe out of your state, maybe just roll to the other side of the country like stakeholders do. I think it's really cool to go to somewhere like Iowa. Yeah, go to somewhere like Iowa and see somebody with a 56 jersey on, man. You know, right then and there, you have something in common, and you can break a barrier with it just right then and there. So that's kind of what I experienced. I took a lot of the meaty stuff out. I guess you guys can inbox me if you want to know more. but
you know what? You're right, man. You're absolutely correct. Because I said that all the time here on the Bleep Blue Show, or when I have the chance. It's the same way when we share those the tailgate Instagram pictures of the week. It's about the deeper message is about getting out and explore. It's about traveling, trying to get out, like you said, get out of your comfort zone. Get out of that same repetition. Yeah, you got to get a mental reset of what's going on around the world, and you have a little reflection on what's back at home. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no different than going to the games, man. I mean, it's just the same thing.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's cool. It's cool because because automatically, bang, you know you have something in common with that person. So that's a icebreaker right there. And from that point on, hey, you're on each other's side. I think that's very, very – it's therapeutic, too. It really does.
There's
a lot more love out than there is hate, trust me. But we don't see that on TV. So anyway,
gotcha.
What we do is about love over here anyway, don't we, Steve?
Yeah, I won't even mention it. I won't even bring it up. I'll let the stakeholders bring up anything with the Giants. But before we even do that, let me quick plug other episodes here on the Bleep Blue Show, as we are a complete podcast of sports all around. Now, with the Yankees, the Yankees, shout out to New York Yankees talk. We did the Yankees episode last week. This past Monday, with the recap with the Olympics with the infamous Knickerbocker Avenue. That episode is on BleepBlueShow.com as well, talking NBA, MLB, NFL on a broad scope level. If you're a hockey fan of the Rangers, we talked Rangers hockey, Ranger Proud with us. We talked the goalies this week with Henry Lundqvist and Ranta, and a little bit of all the restricted free agents. We're kind of getting in depth with the lines and all that. So that episode with the Ranger Proud on the Bleep Blue Show is out there too, on the Rink Podcast. And, of course, the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum here on the Bleep Blue Show, talking, of course, New York Knicks basketball. We discussed the division. We discussed, the teams, the Raptors, the Sixers, the Celtics, the Brooklyn Nets. I hit the guys with a little bit of a pop Knicks trivia, too. So that's a nice little
heard
how we usually
do.
I know they're gonna come back gunning for me, man. but it's all in fun though, man. It's always great to talk on all those shows, whatever the sport is, man. And then also the fan podcasters, can't forget Curtis the Captain, NYG for Life, great sports fan biography. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of good information in that episode on Curtis the Captain, NYG for Life, man. Check that out. And then of course if you're a Giants fan, and you go to the games, like Chris said, get out of that neighborhood, man. Get off those keyboards. Stop being a fan behind that computer. Get out there to MetLife Stadium and get with the fan van. We had the show with the fan van. Always out there. The biggest tailgate they have is with the fan van. The biggest tailgate at Giants Stadium or Jets games, too, with the fan van. Party bus. Shout out to Dave and those guys. That episode, they told everything. They got the tailgating, the upcoming menus, the history, experiences, all the information on that episode is on BleepBlueShow.com too, man. But we're going to talk Giants football. We had a preseason game number one. Oh, yeah, by the way, let me shout out Big Blue Carolinas as myself, who was out there last weekend rocking with that crew. They were deep, man. Giants fans are deep. In the Carolinas. Oh, yeah, they're deep, man. And then the big weekend with the Carolinas stuff. Oh, yeah, that was great stuff. parties, and it was fun, man. Real fun. We watching the Miami game.
I like the way
so,
you
we know
that.
We're going to have some thoughts.
I like the way you did that. You skimmed over it with real fun. You know, I mean, real fun did not consist, I'm pretty sure, of sitting there having a nice conversation over tea.
Well, it, sometimes it does when it comes to Giant fans you're meeting for the first time or you haven't seen in a while. You talk about things in common, in person, what you like, what you dislike about the team, what your plans for the season, things like that. And
it's
always showing love. It's really generational.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, of course. Of course it is. Yeah.
Let's swing into it, bro.
Let's swing into it. We'll bring on the stakeholders. Let's bring them on. Let's see. Let's bring on in the order that they call. Let's go with Robbie. Robbie, what's going on, sir? How's everything?
What's up, Robbie?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up? Hey, man. Welcome back. We miss you on here, man.
We got game film.
I know, man. Of course, I got that DirecTV ticket, right? And I had every single game at the Giants game. So that was great. But yeah, man, you know, I kept up with it. Not going to go into it. We're going to talk about it today, man. Definitely welcome back and looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. All right.
All right.
What about –
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go to his son. Bring him on to the champ, man. How's everything, sir?
The champ is here.
Where you at, man? I know you're
here. The mute button.
Okay, the mute button, man, the one that says has the bell on it.
Hey, man, listen, I'm like, I'm bad. I tried to do a phone drop just now. I'm also trying to pull a hole on with a fish from here. Man, it's good to have my brother Chris back, you know, here.
Thank you,
man. I'm hoping while you was on vacation, find some time to take a sip of our drink of life.
Do I have to reveal too much here on the show or what?
No. A simple yes will suffice, that's all. You ain't got to tell me what you did. Just as long as you did that for me, we're good to go.
Man, put it this way. I have some very good stories to tell you because we have a thing called Inbox that we share where we share things that don't really belong in the general public.
All
so,
right, no doubt.
Yeah, so we'll work from there. Thank you very much.
All right.
I know Steve's looking at me cross-eyed right now, but that's okay.
Oh, no. It is what it is. You know, it's a real show. We keep it funky, man.
Yeah, we are.
Yes,
we are.
Let's bring on the next stakeholder. Let's go to Elaine. Elaine, what's up? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. Glad to be back. Sorry I missed a couple of weeks.
Oh, no. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. But before we even continue on to the next stakeholder, Chris, Elaine, we're going to try to get more. Now we're working on it. Now, Chris, explain to Chris, been away, about the app, about the game.
She did already.
She did already.
We touched base.
Already?
While
you spoke to
her? While I was away. Yeah.
Oh.
She caught me all the way in Norway.
Oh, on the archive. I got you. But anyway,
yeah.
No, if Lane, if you don't mind, for a real quick minute, if you want a real summary version of what you got going on with the game app, that, you know, signing people up for pre-registration, we have no problem with that.
Still just trying to get people to pre-register. I guess it's hard, you know, in this day and age, people are just hard to trust and they're just cautious and leery. I mean, when we were kids 20 years ago, I didn't think it would be this difficult to say, hey, come play a game with me. And everyone would be like, yeah, sure. But no, the app is going. We just had a conference call, actually, the other night. It's progressing fine. They're having a big meeting in Vegas next week, only I cannot attend because I can't afford it. But I will be looped in afterwards where people that go that are affiliates are going to be hands-on and actually play it and stuff. It is progressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going great. They were testing it where they would have live communications or interactions while you were playing a game with other sports fans and other previous players. Like I said, I was invited by Mark Collins, and I got Joey Smith to sign up. Leonard Marshall is in there. I'm working on getting a couple of others to sign up, but I'm still working on it. But it's going to be epic. I can't wait. Like I said, we still have not been told what the name of the game is yet or the exact date it's coming out. I know they're using the preseason to test it because with something this epic and because we're having people pre-register, they just don't want it to crash. I know even with Pokemon Go, when they opened up,
right,
when they did it in Japan, the whole website was down for like 4 hours and people were like freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to not do that. But it's going to be awesome. You know, like I said, it's not just for football. They're bringing out Major League Soccer with it, and baseball and basketball is coming, hockey, cricket. They're even going to bring NASCAR in. I'm asking them, like, how on earth are you going to bring NASCAR into this while they're driving? But they plan on doing it. But
wow.
It's going to be great. Like I said, if anyone wants to hit me up, just, you know, send me either your email address or cell phone number to me on Facebook, and I will send you an invite. I'm just very excited, and I can't wait for this game to come out already.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Hey, Chris, we got to get you signed up. I signed up.
I'm already signed
Chris,
up.
We got to get you signed up. You are you?
Dude,
oh,
I'm
okay.
signed up already.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. She got me. Elaine got me. So,
yeah.
Oh, we.
Sounds good.
I'm on it now. I'm the one that
Chris
you,
right
you emailed me. Yeah.
What?
The one that you probably got so many people on that database you don't remember, but you signed me up to fluid87 at email at gmail.com. But you got me. Don't worry about it. I know.
Elaine, you can't keep track with everybody, man. You're losing track.
I'm trying to. Trust me, I'm trying. But like I said, I want more people.
Of course.
I just want to get, because we did find out one of the things that we talked about, that when this game goes live, you will be able to actually create your own groups within it and have contests within your own group. So I'm just excited. Like I said, the more information I get, the more I post about it. And I'm actually pissing off a lot of people on my groups by posting so much about it. But they just
keep pissing them off.
Excited this is going to be.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. Yeah, keep
that's fine. Keep
off.
Pissing them off. That's all right. You're promoting
off.
Something. Keep pissing them off. That's all that is. All
right.
Doing something positive. I don't see what the problem is.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's just a free game, people. I just don't understand it. If you if you piss away $4 on a cup of coffee, then come play this game. It's going to be free. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Amen.
But no, before we bring on the next stakeholder, that even reminds me, if all those, we have, Elaine's in it, Chris is in it. Chris, are you in it? I think you are in it. The free survivor pool of the Bleed Blue Show.
Yes, I am.
I mean, we're just having fun with it. We're trying to get as many people as possible. A nice little turnout right now. So any information, matter of fact, I'll put it on the website after today's episode. We're doing a free survivor pool. It's real simple. I mean, 200-year-old grandmother could do it. I mean, just pick a winner each week if you
dang
make it up, next week. That's really it's all about. We're just having fun. It doesn't cost not even a penny. So if you want information on that, we'll definitely send it to you. The Bleed Blue Show, the stakeholder survivor pool, and the free app with Elaine. Let's get to the next person, bring them on. Your sister, Chris. I don't know if y'all taught.
Yeah, we have it. Yeah.
Oh,
boy. Oh,
man, what a bad brother.
Halo.
That's why he couldn't say too much when y'all asked him about that question, because he know I'm on the line. But I'm good. I'm good. He know I'm listening.
Good.
He don't want me to tell some of his secrets, so he's trying to get y'all to
call
that up all the time.
Let's go on the next stakeholder now, bro.
Hello, brother. I love you.
I love you, too. Let's just move on, please.
I'm watching this celebrity. I'm getting ready to watch this girl win this race. Oh, she won. Anyway.
Okay, we'll go
so
right.
Who's
doing
the
right about now?
Okay. I'm waiting for September 11th, man. I'm not going to get excited until September 11th.
Okay, good. Good. Because you're going to talk too much. Now, go ahead. Who's the next one up, Steve?
Let's bring on the G6, get his thoughts. G6, doing the intros before we go around, talking the first preseason game into game two. G6, what's up, man? How's everything?
G6, my man.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, everybody?
What?
What's going on,
man? What's going on, dude?
Ain't nothing. Just same old same. Hey, yeah, I was kind of impressed with that first team, the first game, man. The first team, you know, defense especially, was impressed, man. I think we're gonna have something. Definitely gonna be better than last year, but you know, I want to see Eli in there with that first team, man, the real quarterback, and see what he can do with everybody, man. Other than that, just waiting to see how it all pan out, man.
Cool, man. How you been, G6?
Hanging in there about yourself.
I'm doing pretty good, bro. I
sent word. I sent word through your sister, man. Just speaking. I don't know if she gave you the message, but like last week or week before, something like that.
I try to avoid my sisters as much as possible. quite honest with you,
I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
The way we roll, with her and I roll, it's more like if I ask her what time it is, she's gonna tell me about the watch I lost back in 1975. You know, so I'm in and out, bro.
Oh my goodness, man.
Man, nice to hear you again, homie. Really?
Yeah,
good.
Man.
Really
hey, Doris, I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's all Chris now. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm hiding under a rock as we speak. I only caught the second half of the first preseason game, man. And I like to jump the gun here on the rest of the stakeholders by saying I think Adam Gettis needs to go right now. Okay, can we do that? Is that all right? Can I go ahead?
Yeah, Robbie Esselstyn, man, it's got Elaine on that one, man. I hear you.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you know what? That actually is a bigger issue than that's a symptom to the issue. I mean, we still haven't had you've been gone for damn near a month on vacation.
Yeah,
and
actually, it's over.
And that issue still is not fixed. To G6, G6 been reiterating that point, as most Giant fans have, if you watch the games. Like, it's like Reese's like not doing nothing about it. And then you see the backups, it's not even viable.
That's my problem. Yes.
Are we talking about the tackle position?
Line.
Yeah, but hey. There's one guy that I like. I think his name is Jake Rogers.
Yes.
And he got bumped up to the second team, I think, this week. So they must have seen the same thing I've seen. But dude can handle himself, man. You might can plug him in. He played left tackle and could handle himself. So he might make a decent right tackle. You know what I mean? He might make it less of the, you know. He may make a pretty decent right tackle.
He's playing
right
behind
now.
Flowers, you're saying now? Well, he's playing behind
he's
Flowers.
He's playing behind
now.
Flowers. Yeah, well, actually, he might have been third string, as far as what a Sim was telling me, and they bumped him up to the second team or second string or whatever this week. I guess they saw what we saw. But a Sim went back and watched and said the same thing, like, dude can really handle himself, man. He was stout. He was pretty good on every snap he played. He played just about the whole fourth quarter, some of the third and fourth, man, and I don't think he got beat once. He had one holding penalty. No, he had a false start. He had one false start, but the rest of his night was solid. So I don't know, man. Maybe he's somebody who could sneak into that thing, but Newhouse, oh, my God, man. It's Newhouse and the guy, was it Gettis, the guy behind him? Oh no, Bobby Hart was inconsistent,
amen.
Though, man.
Amen. Newhouse has to go.
Yeah, but and then Bobby Hart, I was looking for a little bit more consistency out of Bobby Hart to kind of just take hold of that spot. And he had some he kept getting beat to the inside, man. He on the inside move, he got a lot to work on, man, to really make me comfortable with saying put him in the starting lineup, man. We could probably say he better than Newhouse, but he didn't fare too much better, man. I'm going Flowers look like crap. He looked terrible. They say he having a bad camp. He's had a bad camp, and that Friday was a bad game. They say he hadn't woke up yet, man. They say once they can get his motor going, he'll be good for the rest of the year. But I mean, what do you got to do to flip this man's switch? I mean, he looked terrible Friday night. He's been looking terrible in practice. They say JPP been abusing him like his stepchild, man.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
We got that's not good.
Hold on, Jesus. We'll go back around. Let's get to Rob. Let's go back to Robbie at the start. Robbie, tell us what you saw from the game, the points Jets been making, and anything else you like the overall view preseason game number one.
I mean, yeah, man, you've covered pretty much all of it. The O-line is the same way it's always been since last year. It's garbage. The left side of it's great, but we saw even the last 2 days, Justin Pugh's been out with some type of shoulder problem. And right before they were trying to lock him up, now he's having a little bit of a banged-up situation, so that's always scary. My boy Wes in Richburg, he's been standing tall. I expect him to be all-pro this year. I expect him to be, you know, one of the best centers in the league as he was last year. Extremely underrated. You know, the Pro Bowl, we all know that's just a popularity bowl. That's why he wasn't there. So, in my opinion, we have one of the best centers in the league, so at least that's there. Justin Pugh, like I said, another bookend. He's solid. He's just dealing with some injury stuff right now, and that's never good. But the left tackle, like you said before, man, Ereck Flowers, I liked the pick when it happened. I think it was definitely a reach, as we all know, and Eli Apple was a reach as well. They just like to reach. But Ereck Flowers, like you said, what does it got to take to flip that switch, man? Because he has been – there's a lot of excuses surrounding that guy. And there has been since he was drafted, you know. Oh, he hurt this time, and oh, this happened this time, and oh, he's having an off-field problem this time, and stuff like that. It's a lot of excuses with him. So, you know, I figured going into this year, he'd have a good hard camp. He'd solidify himself, and he'd look better. And that's what everyone was saying. You know, he's training with all of our good guys and things like that. And it didn't show in that game at all. From what I saw, it did not show. He looked awful. He got destroyed by third strings, and he just looked really bad. And then Newhouse is Newhouse. We know he's straight garbage. That's nothing new. He got destroyed as he should. That's, you know, that's his spot. That's kind of what he does. And like the guy before me was saying as well, you know, I expected Bobby Hart to go in there and really own that position, and he didn't even do that. So there's a lot of question marks, you know, surrounding the offensive line, but that's not the only thing. You know, we also had a lot of problems. Ryan Nassib, he threw, what, 3 picks, and we had 6 total fumbles. So that's a problem. Mm-hmm. A lot of weird things, but overall, at the start of the game, the starting defense looked incredible. Vernon and JPP got to Tannehill in the end zone and got a double safety on the dude or something. I don't know if it would count as a safety or not, but they ran into each other. They ran into each other in the end zone. So that's good to see, man. We have solid ends now, and Damon Harrison was locking up the interior. I believe, like I said, I didn't get to see all of it because my TV was playing games. But from what I saw, the starting defense was great, as they should be with the money we spent on it. Starting offense, I didn't see too much of it. Eli never touched the field due to a coach's decision. So, yeah, man, just for the first preseason game, it was not what I expected. You know, my boy Darren Thompson played incredible. B.J. Goodson, he had 6 total tackles. He looked good. So the rookie looked good, man. Yeah. The rookies looked good. There's a lot of question marks on that O-line. You know, we can continue to talk about it, but it's not going to change. Obviously, they don't care about it as much as they should. So I expect that right side to be garbage for the rest of the year. That's just kind of how it is. So, But, yeah, man, overall, you know, it looked better, but it's still a really shaky team, and I'm hoping that the regular season kind of wakes them up, especially people like Ereck Flowers and stuff like that.
My man, Rob. Who's up?
Who's up? It would be a son to bring back the son.
game, and he didn't have any blown coverages.
with our first defense as far as the secondary. So that in itself was a great move. I like that. And, I mean, me and Charles had to eat our words, man. We starting to think that this guy was hurt, but, man, Jonathan Casillas, he had a game, man. That dude was all over the field. He was making tackles. He got one interception. He could have had two if he'd got the other foot down, but he was playing so well that even, you know what I mean, Carl Banks and them dudes had to ask, like, yo, was this guy hurt last year? Because this does not look like the same player that we saw last year. So, I mean, he right now, he's looking like he's going to be the only three-down linebacker that we got. But, you know, he played better than I expected that first game. And, you know, he kind of opened my eyes. But now I need to see that this week against Buffalo. And I need to see it next week against the Jets. If he give me three quality performances in a row, I might be ready to sip the Kool-Aid. But right now, I just put the straw in the cup. I ain't sipping it yet.
All right.
Who's up?
Elaine, what's your thoughts? Elaine's next.
Me? I didn't watch most of the game. I watched the beginning when it was 10-0, and then I saw my – then the guys went out. But, yeah, Jonathan Casillas I thought played awesome. I thought Sterling Shepard did good. The wide receiver – I mean, the first couple of sets we kicked ass, and then – I don't know. I just want to slap whoever. I mean, there's things going around the internet that, oh, Ryan Nassib is the shit and he's awesome. And, well, I didn't see it. I mean, I don't understand why he's even still with the team. He's how long has he been backing up Eli? What, 4 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't seen anything good from him at all. I heard that, Logan Thomas went in towards the end of the game, but I didn't get to see that. I didn't see how he did. But I'm just looking forward to real football. Like I said, the only thing I pray to God is that the injury bug stays away and we have – I just want us to beat the crap out of Dallas because I just can't stand that team.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. That should be first priority every year. First, second, third, 19th priority every year.
Right.
You know.
I was actually messaging Eric Dorsey before they announced the new fitness coach, and I was messing with him saying either you or Steve Weatherford need to be the new conditioning coach because then I doubt we'd ever have any injuries. But I just want us to get through preseason without injuries, and then like I said, my biggest game is Dallas. I cannot stand that team. I hate the entire organization. Like I said, when Dallas and the Patriots play, I pray for a meteorite. I mean, I just want us to kick Dallas's ass on the 11th.
A meteorite.
Yeah, that way we take out the stadium and the whole team. I'd be happy.
Wow.
I have to work with Patriot fans and Dallas fans. So.
Well, how is that? How is that like working with those type of
people? Oh, they keep bringing up their five rings, and I'm like, look, at least I have the technology to still watch my Super Bowl. Oh, and then I keep telling them, I said, yeah, but we'll get our fifth before you ever get one. So I love messing with them. And then the Patriot fans at work are bragging on Tom Brady, and I'm like, look, you guys may have the same amount of Super Bowl wins that we have, but you know what? You can win any Super Bowl you want as long as it ain't against us because we know we own you. So
right.
They shut up real quick.
We do. We own them.
You said it right on the button. Perfect. That's exactly
I just want us to get through preseason without injuries. That's what I pray for every single week.
Now you didn't have any worries when Apple got hurt or Shepard was a little nicked up. Did you see that part where they kind of were slowed up a little bit?
No, I heard about Apple getting hurt, but I think they'll be all right. A lot of times, what I hear I think they just want to get out of playing preseason. So I know I would.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. I know I'm getting my feet wet. I'm coming back. I'm trying to get acclimated and all. But can anybody please clarify that quote unquote Apple getting hurt part for me, please?
It's nothing
what
serious,
does that
man.
Mean?
He left. Well, he hurt up his leg, but no, it's all good now. He's back. Just a little precaution,
okay.
I guess you could say.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
But I'll be honest though. Any Giants fan, you know, because we're kind of like, distraught when it comes to this stuff. You know, we've been such a banged up team for a long time in this part of the year. And I'm really apprehensive when it comes to any. I mean, if it's a paper cut, I'm kind of worried. Like, yo, because the Giants is like the only team that could turn a paper cut into an amputation. That's how the Giants roll. You know what I'm saying?
We led the league in injuries the last two seasons.
Two seasons in a row.
Shit, I give you worse. It was like 50% out of the last 10 years. I'll go work further back.
Hey, there needs to be a stat about training camp injuries though, and mini camp injuries. Goodness gracious, the last five to 7 years, there's been high numbers.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't blame. Hey, Steve, I used to crack on you about that. Ah,
oh,
man, you gotta jinx them. You gotta do this. And now I'm a believer.
No. Let's not go that far, Chris. Let's keep it conservative on that.
I'm trying to, man. You know, but I have a problem hearing, because when I just heard Apple hurt, you might have said it one way, but I'm hearing number one top 10 pick hurt before he plays a real game. So that's how it came out to my ears. And that's where I get concerned. I'm like, hey, look, I felt he was a reach to begin with, and everybody knew how I felt about that. But now I see the consensus has come around a little bit after all of these weeks, ever since the draft. And so when I hear him and the word hurt in the same sentence, I get a little concerned. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what
Here
I'm
you go, Chris. I found an interview with Eli Apple online on August 14th. He said, quote, unquote, I am fine. It was just an uncomfortable feeling. I'm like, really? You guys?
Oh,
I mean, football is becoming to a pussy sport. What happened to just...
No.
So he's fine. The only thing I'm waiting on is Victor Cruz to get his ass back in the game.
How is he doing?
He's day-to-day.
SSDD. That's the best way I could put it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The groin, Chris. It's the groin now. It's, like I said, it's like Ezel from Friar. It's not one thing, it's another, man. let's bring on the next stakeholder, and we'll have and get their thoughts on the first preseason game and things they like, things they dislike. Wellington Black Mara, bring on Mike Black. Mike, what's going on, sir?
What's up, my family? What's up?
Yes, sir.
What's up? Welcome back from vacation, man of sea, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be back.
Like I said, I think the bright spot, you know, Casillas, man. I mean, who expected that kid to be all over the field like that? So that was good. That was good to see him moving. And, yeah, he should have had two picks, but, man, he looked great. He looked great out there. So that was plus. Excuse me, I just ran up some stairs. I'm not talking about Victor Cruz this segment. We're not going to talk about Victor Cruz this segment. I don't know what's up with that kid, but he's not doing enough to get hurt. I don't see how he's pulling groins. He's not moving fast enough to pull a groin. Anyway, look, Eli Apple got nicked up. They looked at his knee, walked him off. He's all right. But, on overall, I like the double O look good. There's some bright spots. I mean, that front four, man, we going to be there. I like what I see in the front four. We going to be there. We'll be ready when it's time. I want to see more out of the linebacking core. And you know what? Big ups to this kid, our kicker. We need to put our kicker back there. I think he's a rough dude, huh? That Brown.
Oh, Josh
man.
Brown?
What's up with that kid, man?
Yeah, Josh
What's
Brown.
What's up with Brown, man? Brown, like, breaking out of prison. He, like, punching people in the face. What's up with Brown, man? I didn't know kickers were supposed to be mild. I thought kickers were supposed to be mild-mannered, but this dude's breaking wild, man. Your kicker is the roughest dude on the team. What's up with your boy, Brown, man? I think they need to spot him on the tee. Get him on the line next to Whitlock.
He's a good kicker. Yeah.
Third and short.
Yeah.
Get him on the line next to Whitlock. Get him the D line. Blow something
You're
up.
Terrible.
We
You're
need that
wild
fire,
boy.
Son.
You, you are wild.
And I'll say thank you, everybody, for inducting me into the Ring of Honor. It's
thank
been
you.
A pleasure. It's been a pleasure post mortem.
Oh, you that
the ring. Oh. Oh. Wow.
Well, Mike, I got a question.
Wow,
you brought that up.
You're horrible, man.
Mike, let me ask you a question about.
Yes,
I mean, I should even be asking this, but I mean, it could be a valid question about the kicker going into week one. I mean, especially on the road, you know that place is very familiar to you, down in Arlington. I mean, how important it is to have somebody who's going to be able to make kicks in that building on the road week one, and that's Chris.
You know,
we need to win in that place to get to off to
You
the
need
start.
To win. You need every advantage, psychological or otherwise. This kid puts lays more balls down inside the 10 than probably anybody in the league, probably anybody in football. That's what we're working with. This kid is no joke. So he's a valuable weapon, man. That's what a kicking game is. Is actually a valuable weapon. Keep kids from returning on you long by, kicking out of bounds down there. Or, man, this kid is he the goods, man. We just got to keep his head right. You know what I mean? Got to keep him right, man. Got to keep him on the field.
Okay. Wow. You know what, Mike Blackman? You know, Mike Blackman? Did I say it?
Mike Blackman.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So let me ask you something. I got to ask a question. And Steve, it also, I guess, it's a question for Mike. But Steve, you spent enough time in Dallas as well, man. I want to know what – I'm not talking about the Giants fans in Dallas. I'm talking about I know how we feel about the Cowboys. We diehard bleed bluers from way back. But what kind of nonsense do they talk about us about?
It's over with. They
what kind of hatred
hate
do they throw? Because they haven't done anything in a long
extreme,
time.
Man. It's extreme.
Again?
You know, whenever you say New York, they're like A-Rod, he's a doper, you know, he's a cheater. And they just despise New York sports altogether. Just nothing in New York is good. Nothing in New York is cool. You know, they just it's a genuine hate because they know that we got Iron Man at quarterback, and they know they got Straw Man. So that's all good. You know, and that straw cracks. So that's what it is. They do have it's well deserved. But what we need to do is we need to come back and dominate in the stadium. We won the first two games. When they opened the stadium, Giants
right.
came in there, won the first two games decidedly.
That's right.
And what I mean by that is just taking you cheering the whole game, and you cheering at the end of the game. And, man, they heckled us back to the car like nobody's business. But I'm going to tell you this, we loved it. We loved it. We ran up on these kids. It was it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous, like two running up on 200.
Wow.
This is Giants, you in Giants country with the big flag. We didn't care, son. But that's how we rep down here. If you've never been, you got to come down here as a Giant fan and feel the love with your big blue nation. And being behind enemy lines ain't nothing. It ain't nothing.
Okay.
You ain't getting no flack.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you, sir. 929-477-4171. Wow, I don't even know what to do right now, man. This is so much fun right now. I feel like I'm on my bike again or something. This feels good. G6, talk to me, man. What's up, Steve? What's
hello?
Did I lose you guys?
Yeah, hey. I'm here.
What was that question you just asked, Steve? I'm sorry, man. I wanted to ask that question, but I got kind of wrapped up in.
No, it was. I asked Mike about the kicker because he brought it up because of the the suspension.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think that should be a suspension a fan should take too lightly because of we need every point we can get, and especially getting off to a good start of the season. I know it's just a kicker, but. I mean, if it comes down to a game-winning kick and we have somebody who's backing them up, if whether the Giants sign the kicker or whatever or bring in Lombardi to back him up, you know, and if he misses the game-winning kick, we're going to be flipping out the game one because Josh Brown didn't play. I think that's a big deal in that building, man.
Right.
I don't think it should be taken away. Right. I don't want to dwell too much onto it, but, it is what it is. But, that was my point on what Mike brought up with the kicker and the suspension. I mean, and it's like, God damn, like, can we just get through the preseason without any shenanigans, like things like that? I mean, this guy's a rough kid, Josh Brown. He's, like you said, Mike's right. He's a gangster, man. G6, let me ask you a question about preseason game number one.
All right.
You brought up the Flowers. I saw Vereen make a nice little run, and I saw a little bit of that style you've been alluding to as far as going away from a power game, being more of a West Coast type of offense. Did that satisfy? I know the offensive game was kind of vanilla, but I saw some nice runs by Vereen. Is that the West Coast you've been trying to look for?
Yeah, I think they're not trying to give away too much, but I don't have Jennings starting running back. I got Vereen as a starting running back. I really think they showed you a taste of what he can do when he got space and in the right scheme. That's how you got to use him, man. I mean, I don't really see Jennings being the lead horse, man. I think it's going to be Vereen. I think they're going to sprinkle in Jennings in short yardage and do a lot of stuff like that. But I think they're going to try to get Vereen out in space, get him on the edge, get him on the outside, stuff like that. And utilize his speed, man. Get mismatches with him and stuff like that. And he can catch, so that's even a bonus. I mean, I think that's how they're gonna try to use him, man. But I think they're not trying to give away too much of that right now, where people can get film on it. They want to just bust that out on Monday, that first game, that week one game against the Cowboys.
Wow.
Is there anything else from the first game? And I'll have my points, and we'll go back to Robbie or go to Chris. Anything else from the first game that you took? I know you're looking at the line specifically. I know you're checking out especially the edges.
Yeah. Let me see. Like everybody said, man, I mean, the first team defense, man, overall, like a Sim said, man, Casillas, you know, if he could do that two more times, at least two more games, he ain't got to get interceptions, but just be solid. I believe in him, man. Maybe he was nicked up last year. Maybe he was hurt. But what Jerry Reese is trying to tell us about him last year, we're finally starting to see that linebacker. I thought Goodson, the rookie, played good in the middle. He's a thumper, man. That dude can hit. When he hits you, you're going down, man. That dude hits hard. He just got to get confidence and just learn the playbook and be the field general. And he's just mentally, he's a rookie. He's just not there yet, man. He's not Kegley. You know, Kegley came right in. He was the general. That was it. No questions asked. But Goodson is just not mentally confident yet to take that role, man. Overall, far as tackling and just being a football player, man, he's a hitter. He's a hitter. I thought Eli Apple had a good game until he got hurt. He played his role. He made some pass defense, some pass deflections. He didn't really get he made some solid tackles. I think he stopped one play. That was a third down, stopped it from being a first down. He was solid. You know what I'm saying? I thought Shepherd had his man beat on the wide receiver end. He had his man beat 2 or 3 yards each play. Nashville just couldn't get the ball to him. He was beating his man all over the place. So that's why I say I'm kind of interested to see I want to see Eli in there with him to see how that thing, to see how that thing really going to be, man. And as far as the Victor Cruz situation, man, I honestly right now don't think he's going to make it, man. I just can't see it. He can't be put on the PUP. It's too late. And all they can do is put him on the IR and bring him back. But I think we got too much talent behind him, man. Lewis looked good in that game. He didn't, like I said, it's kind of hard to judge the wide receivers other than just route running. You know, the balls that were thrown, okay, they did catch them. I thought Jeremy Davis had a great game. Lewis had a good game. I thought all the wide receivers did okay. Like I said, it's hard to judge because Nashville had such a bad game. But I think Victor Cruz is out, man. I just – he got to play in order to save his job. And I think he got to have to play balls out to even save that job, man. He can't even come mediocre. It's just too much young potential behind him, man.
Right. Wow. So let me guess. So right now what I'm hearing is we – so far, after just one preseason game, which I never count those anyway. I always try. I always look at preseason games as roster cutting games, anyhow. But there's no definitive anything that we can look at and say, okay, going forward, we're gonna have this particular thing this year. I mean, all I'm hearing is bits and pieces of how Goodson did or Shepherd or this and that, but I'm not hearing, okay, this is gonna be our man.
Well, I can say this, Chris.
What do we got?
I'll say this, Chris. I'll say this. I'll bet my business on this. Vernon and JPP going to be wrecking shop all season long. Them two,
that's
bro,
about it.
We're going to get back to that quarterback killer stigma. We're going to get that. We're going to get that. Persona again, man, where we're going to be the quarterback killers. I think they're going to be getting to the quarterback every single game, man. I don't see a team.
Don't forget Double O. Don't forget
Double
O.
Oh, my God, Double O. Double O is wanting to prove something. He looked great, man. I think he had, two or three sacks? Yeah, like two or three sacks. I think he has a big – yeah, a couple of hurries. I think he has a real big chip on his shoulder, man, from last year. You know, he's one of those players that reads the media stuff. He reads media. He likes to read the stuff on Twitter and what these people are saying. He said that. So I think he's fueled for a lot of different reasons, man. He's been going to JPP for tutoring and just mentoring and just learning how to play that position. And JPP's really been let me say this on that point, and I'll shut up. What I love about this camp that we haven't seen in a Tom Coughlin camp is that JPP will go to Flowers and say, Flowers, this is what I did to you. You need to watch for this. Eli go to Eli Apple. Eli Manning will go to Eli Apple and say, hey, this is how I baited you over. Quarterbacks are going to do this to you. They're helping this camp. They're helping each other refine themselves. They're steel sharpening steel, man sharpening man. They're doing that this season. I love that.
There is a God. Thank you. Okay. That's all I've wished for. That's all I ever wanted.
I'll say my quick 2 cents, and then we can go back around to the top of the roundtable. G6 hit on a lot of the points. Mike did, Asin, Robbie, Elaine did also. They mentioned Castillo with the interception, and that he looked good on that. I give him that. I got to see more, though. I'm not sold on the linebackers yet. But I guess what I really take, and I think it was the grass or the fresh air we breathed on the first two series on defense, getting off the field as quick as they did, it was refreshing to see. I know it's preseason. I don't want to overlook that. Or I don't want to overanalyze that, guys, the stakeholders. Is the fact that the pressure on the quarterback in those first two series and getting off the field as quick as I don't know. It's that anticipation of preseason game number one, because if they would have gave up chunks of yards on the first series, it would have been, oh, God, here we go again. But the fact that they came out very aggressive, especially after that rain delay, because the game didn't start on time. It was the storm. They had a lightning out there. The fact that you saw JPP, you saw Vernon, you saw Double O get up there, you saw the tackles move, get a good push, real good push up the middle. They were even a little bit better. I saw a couple runs they kind of gave up, but it was, and they weren't. I don't think they really gave up the effort, but the effort plays I did see, they looked very good. It was solid tackling too, on the catch as well. If guys caught the ball, they wrapped well. So that was refreshing to see, Chris, coming off of a regular season. But that's preseason. Still need to see more though. still need to see more.
Yes, we
that
do.
Was, it was a
yes,
step in the right direction. Step in the right that's exactly what I would call preseason game number one, was a step in the right direction.
Okay, besides, like I said, I only saw the end of the fourth quarter, and I saw Geddes getting beat like a friggin' rug. He, you know, he should have lied there like Ryan Lochte, man, to me. I mean, he was just looking terrible. And I was like, do you know this is a paycheck for you? You know, I wanted to reach out to the guy, man, and you know, hopefully tell him, remind him of what his job on his team was. And that was only in the space of like 4 minutes. And I said, I hope, and I looked at the score, of course, so I judged it on that because I had missed all the previous action. And I said, okay, where are we, man? I said, you know what? I'm not even going to look up and look at any highlights. I'll just wait for tonight. And so now you guys are giving me my education. That's what I do anyway, man. You know, I'm not a sports media guy. You know, you won't see me checking all the 10,000 ESPN stations or none of that stuff. I just come to Bleed Blue, man. I get all my information right here. That's enough for me. Y'all tell me what I need to know. I don't need any fluff. I don't need any supposing. I don't need any comparing errors nonsense. You know, so, hey, again, I'm glad to be back home, man, back in the Bleed Blue saddle where I'm supposed to be. All right, Steve, who's up?
Let's go back to Robbie. Robbie, we got the Buffalo Bills preseason game number two.
Yep.
Any additional things you want to see develop with this team going into game number two of the preseason that we probably didn't get in the first game, or
question.
Things you want to see improved on?
And I mean, all week they've been going back and forth with the all offseason they've been going back and forth with the whole, you know, who's going to start at middle linebacker. So I'd like to see that get solidified, you know, within the next few weeks, if not this week, because they've been going with Shepard a few downs, and then they'll switch it to Brinkley, and then Casillas, who in my opinion, Casillas, as we all said, he played the best in that game. He looked incredible. So with working with what we got,
with what we have, I'd like to, you know, the best man win. Let the best man take it and stop playing around. You know, you can't – this is one of the biggest problems with the Giants, and it's what they do every year. You know, I've been saying it for forever. Chemistry is a big deal, and especially when you need a leader. Now, John Beeson, he didn't play a lot. He got hurt a lot, but he was still – he had that captain badge. People respected him. You know, he was still our captain. He was our middle linebacker. He was our captain, hurt or not. And now we don't have that because we have a signal caller that will come in, say Shepard's in there. Five plays later, he'll come out. And Brinkley will come in, calling plays and things like that. And that's not leadership, man. That's a committee. That's the running back committee on defense. And that doesn't help. I mean, we saw what happened last year with the running back committee and how bad that was. Do we want a linebacker committee too? I mean, come on, man. Like, I get the whole package situation and things like that, but there's a difference between running different packages and just having, you know, a revolving door. So I'd love to see that develop. I'd love to see a solidified linebacker, and I'd like to see JPP become a captain. He deserves that. That's a little bit of a random thing, but I'd like to see that happen. And other things, man, I want to continue to see these rookies. It's the preseason. It's not a time for, you know, our veterans and our high-paid guys to prove anything because they've proved it. I completely agreed with the whole McAdoo thing where he kept Eli out. I mean, that's just protecting our quarterback because we know how bad our O-line can be.
You know, I want to see these rookies. My boy Darren Thompson, he's doing his thing. Goodson, he's doing his thing. I haven't seen too much on Paul Perkins. I think he fumbled in that game once or twice. I'm not too sure. Other than that, I mean, Eli Apple got hurt and things like that. So I want to continue to see these rookies and these undrafted free agents. A lot of them have been turning heads. Deontay, Dion, or I always say his name wrong, but all those guys, man, I want to see them develop. I want to see them play. Ultimately, this is their time. You know, this is garbage time for the veterans and the higher paid guys. This is the time when I get to sit back and watch football versus be in it, honestly. So let the new guys develop, you know, let them become what we want them to become into the future. And I'm just praying for no injuries, man. We're already seeing it come up, and it's sad, you know, seeing these undrafted guys getting cut and things like that due to injury. And you hate to see that, man. You know, they all deserve a chance, and they're all getting that chance, and things like that happen. So you hate to see that, dude, but that's a part of the game. But
ultimately, what I'm trying to say is I just want to see these rookies play, man. I want to see people develop. I don't want to see what I'm going to see in the regular season, you know. I'm excited for that as it is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it like that. But I'm saying the preseason is a time to sit down and look at your depth, not your starters. So ultimately, we shouldn't be having these injuries because our starters shouldn't be out there. So,
right.
Yeah, man, that's about it, though. The linebackers and the rookies are my two things I'm looking for in Buffalo. And we know Rex Ryan talks a lot of smack, so it'll still be a competitive game. So.
All right. Hey, Steve, before you go on to some, let me do this real quick. I know Chantel Fisher, also known as the Rebel Girl. She celebrated her birthday yesterday. I know she's working. I know she's listening to the show. So
happy
we want to give her a happy, big old happy belated birthday shout out, because she's, you talk about a devout stakeholder.
Oh, yeah.
A passionate one. She is, you know, that's she's the ultimate example. So shout out to Chantel. And, hey, I hope it was grand, girlfriend. Hope it was grand.
One of the few Giant fans can really make you smile or make you laugh after a Giants loss. I mean, I still can't forget from two seasons ago we were doing the post game when we lost up in Seattle and she went off. It was true,
okay,
but funny. One of the greatest sound bites in the history of this show. But she definitely said, happy belated, Chantel. Absolutely, man. And you laugh because you know it's true. You know what I'm talking about.
I know it's true. She flipped. We couldn't console her.
Get on beast mode. I'll never forget that, man. On point.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the most on point rants in the game, man. Shout outs to her, though. Shout
okay, she's going to listen to this archive. Yeah, we talking about you, girl.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, man. So good. Happy belated birthday on that. I think I did say happy birthday to her, but from the Bleed Blue show personally.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Champ. What we looking forward to against Buffalo, bro?
A couple things I'm looking forward to is the defense. I'm looking to see how the defense plays this week. Going up against a team with a lot of firepower. I don't know if all that firepower is going to play, but just by what they got on the field. You know, you got Watkins, Robert Woods, you got McCoy, you know, Carlos Williams. But the big thing for me is I want to see how the defense, specifically the safeties and the linebackers, how they handle Charles Clay. Because he's real underrated as a tight end. Now, I will say this. The linebackers and the safeties did a pretty good job on Jordan Kent last week when they played. You didn't hear anything from him. You didn't see many balls going his direction. So I'd like to take that as a positive. But I need to see that again this week against a guy like Charles Clay. Like I said weeks ago when I rattled off the names of Steve, man, we're playing teams with some truly elite tight ends and tight ends that is highly skilled this year. And we all know how we got gutted by tight ends last year. So I'm looking forward to see that on the offense. I want to see continue with the route running to get open, how he bounced Eli. I want to see, honestly, I got to give props to you, man. I want to see Andre Williams to put together another good game, you know, if he led the team in rushing last week. But it was a couple of runs that he had as far as using his vision and that newfound weight that he lost, allowing him to bounce to the outside. As opposed to just running into the back of his blockers last year. And as far as the offensive line goes, John Jerry had a pretty good game last year. He's been having a good camp. But this week for me is a big test for him. He's going to be going up against Kyle Williams and Marcel Darius for that defense. So that's going to be a good test to see how much he's improved this offseason in camp. You know, I couldn't really get – he did okay, but I couldn't really gauge him last week because the Dolphins, you know, they sat pretty much their whole defensive line. Sue didn't play, Mario Williams didn't play, and Cam Wake didn't play. So I couldn't really get a good judgment for how he was inside. But this week, he's going to have some dogs that he got to block. So that's going to give me a better understanding of, you know, how good he is. I'm not expecting all linemen eventually get beat sometimes. Just as long as he not getting Newhouse beat every play. I'm satisfied with that. I know some of you're gonna win some battles, you're gonna lose some. Just as long as he's winning more of the battles than losing. But other than that, that's all I'm looking for the game on Saturday. I see that we're starting to implement game planning a little bit. Saw that they had a couple of the rookie guys, you know, wearing a little Sammy Watkins get up to try to game plan into it. I guess that's just their way of getting a minor install on how they're going to implement the game plan, on game week. So, you know, a lot of good stuff to see. You know, anxious to see Glisten get back out there, see what he can do on defense. Listen to that interview with Carl Banks, and like you said, that big linebacker job is going to be grabbed. The coaching staff has got to ask, so do you want to go with veteran journeyman, or do you want to just take the lumps and go with the young guy in there, knowing he might make some mistakes, but you know he's going to make them at 100 miles per hour. I always going to ask you to let the young boys play, and that's the one thing me and Charles, and a lot of us been preaching, and me and Charles thinking, honestly say, man, Mac, he talk the talk, he's walking the walk, because damn sure is playing Apple, damn sure is playing Thompson, you know what I mean? So he Shepherd is starting at receiver, so he is definitely not afraid of playing the rookies and the young guys. If you out there and you performing on the field in practice, he's giving you a shot. So hopefully good things can keep getting together and he can get to run with the ones to see what he can really do. But this is definitely a new era, Chris. This is not our old Giants. This ain't your daddy's. You know, this ain't Tom Coughlin era. Long gone, man. This is very.
Thank
I'm happy about that.
Goodness. Thank goodness. You know, look, that was always my Achilles heel, man. And, you know, before Elaine comes on, let me just say this. My problem was always, you always had to measure your words because, you know, he was the coach of the last two Super Bowl teams, so you can't really bash him. But at the same time, he had the atmosphere there was like eighth grade gym teacher, man, from 1985 or something, you know? And today's athletes are not gravitating towards that. You know, that's why I like the very first move that McAdoo did was, hey, let's get a strength and conditioning team in here, a coach and assistants. Then they modified the strength and conditioning room, the weight room. Then they brought some music. They started allowing music out there and things of that nature because he can actually identify and how to make these guys happy. And that kind of thing I appreciate. I really appreciate this. It makes for a very unique, for first time in a long time, a very, very unique situation with this particular franchise, man, because now all of a sudden – we're younger thinking. We're more hip. We're modern. And I hope that translates to wins. And I actually believe it will. 929-477-4171. Elaine, what are you looking forward to tomorrow, Bet?
Well, I wish I can actually watch it, but down here in Florida, I can't. So NFL Network is going to re-air it on Sunday, so I'm going to watch it on Sunday.
Okay. What do you hope to see? Yeah.
Rumors are flying around that Eli and OBJ are both going to play. Don't know for how long, but they're saying that them two are going to be on the field.
Cool.
Just want him to stay protected, so our line better step it up. I mean, the old saying, shape up or ship out. I mean, they need to protect our quarterback because I am totally not confident with what our backups can do if, God forbid, something happens to Eli. I definitely want to see more of our defense. I want to see them run around the field. I want them to be the defense of old and kill quarterbacks. I want to see our running game. I think with Andre Williams and Shane Vereen and Orleans Darkwa, I think we can have one hell of a running game, even with Rashad Jennings still in there. I mean, I'm anxious to see if, you know, the other guys, what they can do. But I want to see them wear down the defenses so then our wide receivers can open it wide up and get more touchdowns.
You know, the game is going to be on is going to be live on the NFL Network on Saturday. Did I misunderstand?
Not here, it's not.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not here, it's not.
How can it not be?
Well,
if it's on the NFL Network, it's a national.
I live in Florida.
Okay,
NFL Network, it's not. I'll check it again.
Yeah, but Steve.
Oh, it's definitely
Steve, the NFL
it's
Network.
I'm here in Florida.
Yeah, because Yeah, but it was supposed to be shown right now. The Eagles are playing somebody on in a preseason game on the NFL. It's scheduled on the NFL Network. But since I'm local, I mean, I guess I don't know whether it's a blackout law or what. They're showing it on a local station, and they've got a replay of Belichick's Cleveland 1995 football life on. So they play that kind of game. They do that. So all right, I can understand it a little bit. I can. I get it. You know, but they, you know, the NFL Network this year, yeah, they need to be consistent. They can't be blacking out things. Not the NFL Network.
I'm just looking forward to the regular season because I've got the NFL Sunday ticket, and my husband upgraded me to an 11-foot projection system, so I'm a happy camper.
Oh,
so anybody
okay,
coming
over,
to Jacksonville? There you go. Anybody coming to Jacksonville? Feel free. I got full surround sound and 11-foot screen to watch my Giant games on.
Wow, me and Chris won't bring the club out yet.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, just make sure you have pillows so we can not, because we're going to fall out. You know, that heat and Cavassier, oh boy, what a lethal combination. And if we win, we're going to tear up the town, man. We're having some bail money ready. That's all I'm talking about. Anyway.
Hey, you guys are always welcome if you're ever in the area. My door is always open to Giant fans, dude.
Oh man! See, now that's what I said at the top of the show. That's what we need to do. I mean, it's great. As soon as you see somebody with that blue flag, jersey, bag, I saw a lady. She had a Dooney and Burke New York Giants bag. It wasn't a knockoff. And I was like, dang, are you devout or what? You are a real fan.
I get all my Giants bling from my girl Michelle on Facebook. I have the lighted helmets. I've got the gold helmets. I've got so much bling. It's unbelievable. Plus, during the regular season, my New York Giants flag flies high in front of my house.
Man. So who's your favorite team now?
I have everybody so well trained at work that when the Giants lose, nobody even says good morning to me the next day. They just leave me alone.
Oh, man, I need to work at your job. I don't get that. You know, I was teaching for a while. Whenever they lost, I'd come in and you'd get, you know, when we win, it would be like. I'm in the Philadelphia area. So that's why I get that reaction. They hate everything blue over here. But that's okay. That's okay. Hey, 929-477-4171. Doris, are you still watching the Olympics or what?
You can't hear me?
I can hear you a little bit. You watching the Olympics or what?
Yeah, but it's on mute. Yeah, I was watching that. I think I heard something about Eli, about him playing this game. He said he wanted to play. He wasn't going to play. I think he's going to be having a little bit of balls now. He's voicing his opinion.
He don't need to snap at all. He doesn't need to show up.
I don't want him to play.
He needs to show up with football. He don't even need pads on. He needs to just show up and offer his advice, tell old school war stories about old playoff games and things of that nature. You know, just be a coach now. Be an encourager. Yeah. He don't need to say anything. He don't need to play anywhere. He doesn't need a snap. He can do that in practice.
I think he's going to be a different Eli. What's the guy, what do you call those guys?
When a legend goes and a replacement comes and there's a word for it. The term is escaping me right now. You know, I can't think of it. But anyway, all right, baby, go back to watching the Olympics. I know you're watching Usain Bolt. I think he's on about right now.
Mike Black, what you looking for tomorrow? I mean, was it tomorrow? On Saturday, Saturday's game. Mike Black.
Yo,
Yeah. You know that button right there is like a bell. You have to hit that when you hear your name, man. You have to hit that because you got one of those iPhones, man, that you haven't figured out.
Yeah, I was putting some groceries away. My bad.
But, okay. What you cooking?
No, it's putting some groceries away, son.
Okay, I thought you know. Girl, well, just making sure. Okay. What do you expect?
Here we go.
For the Buffalo game.
He comes back with a vengeance.
I know. Doesn't
yeah,
it,
man.
Doesn't
that, listen,
real quick,
team.
Before you say anything, let me go back to Elaine real quick. So,
yes.
Are you going to watch the game on Saturday?
Hell yeah, I just looked up the schedule. I'm checking it now. They're playing at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and according to the online, it's live. So, hell yeah, I get to watch my Giants live.
There
it's
you go.
Time.
Yeah. There you go.
I figured it was more at 7. I didn't know they were putting us on early at 4. I'm looking at 7 and 8 o'clock at night for our game.
So, let me ask you something. What are you going to be cooking? Because, you know, Asim and I are coming with the kvassia. So, what do you got again? I forgot.
Oh, hell no. I don't cook. That's why I married Italian.
Wow.
My husband is the cook. I don't cook. I married Italian. Oh, look, my husband's all laughing right. His ass off right now.
Yeah.
I am the microwave queen. I don't cook. My husband is the cook.
Man.
I eat only because he feeds me.
As long as he got that grill open, there, nothing I can complain about.
Oh, he is
the
grill master.
Man, don't get me wrong.
We use real charcoal. We don't use the gas crap.
Exactly.
It's only one phrase to describe a lane, man, and it's like
there
a
it
boss. Like
4 o'clock, it's there. Awesome. Well, you just Saturday, I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to record it anyway.
Okay.
My husband just turned 50, so we have his best friend flying in from New York, so we're going to probably be out and about, but...
Okay, now you have to take pictures then. See? That's a blue kind of event right there, a mini one. But
if you're
nonetheless,
if you're down in the Jacksonville area, you gotta go to Clark's to get that fish fillets, man, put it on the grill, man. And put that lemon on it, man. Put that seasoning.
Oh yeah, we've gotten food from there. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you gotta go to Clark's.
That sounds good, Steve. That sounds good.
We do the salmon on the grill with cedar pine.
Mm.
Oh, there it is, yep.
Okay, now I'm getting hungry.
Okay. Be hungry. Bedtime.
Okay, let me go real quick. Let's go back. I'm sorry. Mike, talk, man. Talk to me, Mike.
I think I'm falling in love with Elaine, man. I don't know. 11-foot screen. Husband's cooking. Wow, that's just, man. What a nice situation. Yeah, man, I think we're going to do work, man, do work against Buffalo, man. I want this team to develop an identity. You know, we're looking at these guys as individuals, but I want to start looking at them as units, and I want to see these units develop an identity. Like I think Elaine said, one of the destroys offenses, you know, destroys quarterbacks, you know what I mean? Shuts you down, gets you off the field, you know, makes you not want to come on the field. Know what I mean? And you know what? I was feeling good about the game, the last game, and Ryan Nassib actually sobered me up quick. You know what I mean? I was on this high, you know, where he dominates NFC East and that. And although I know he doesn't start, he just sobered me up quick. He brought me down from that big blue high I was on that the defense had me riding. And watching him, man, made me realize I got to keep my feet on the ground in this one. You know what I mean? Got to keep my feet on the ground and watch this thing develop, man. I can't go flying my – getting high to my kite and realize, what it could be, you know?
Right.
So.
Right.
I just want him to do work, man. I just want him to do work.
No, I was listening to what you said about go to G6 in a second. I was listening to what you said about they have to have a growl. I say it's more than identity. It's got to be some kind of presence, you know. I'm thinking about when I was a kid and when the Giants would do a 3-and-out under Sims, man. You know, the opposing offenses used to go, shit. Yeah. I didn't even get a chance to drink my Gatorade, and I got to go out there and play. Harry Carson, Brad Pelk, of course, LT, Jim Burt, all of these cats. You know, you didn't want to see that defense at all. You didn't want to mess with that. When you saw the Giants on your schedule, you went, you know, that's what they need to get back to. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I think McAdoo knows that. I think that McAdoo knows that. So I think that's what we're headed towards. I think. What do you think, G6?
Yeah. I think it's a good start with them pass rush, man. You know, JPP and Vernon, that's a very good start. Hankins, Snacks in the middle. The D-line, that's where you started at. You know, that's the key. We got a very good secondary. I can deal with average linebackers, man, as long as they are, like I think somebody said before, as long as they can go ahead and settle with three. I don't want to see a bunch of packages and all that stuff, man. If they get to settle with three, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I can deal with them being not necessarily elite guys. I come from a different school of thought, man. I want to see Eli play. The main reason why is because he's only bringing back really one receiver that he's familiar with in live game, and that's Beckham. Mm-hmm. He haven't played with Shepard in the live game. He has to learn that guy's speed and what he likes to do, his tendencies, man. Is he going to get it all in three preseason games? No. Or two preseason games, whatever he plays? No, he's not going to get it all, but he needs to get familiar at least – how they feel in real-time game situation. You know, if Cruz don't make it back, you're possibly looking at Jeremy Davis as the third receiver or Roger Lewis as the third receiver, fourth receiver. So, he has to get a feel for those guys, man, and get start to learn a little bit of their
tendencies. Where the hell did Roger Lewis come from, man? He looks like he's good. I seen his little tape. I was like, hey, I like this. Where
yeah,
he come
hey.
From?
I didn't know nothing about him until Steve and Sim was talking about him. Then I seen his college highlights, and I was like, my God. Passing off the field problems, knucklehead. Basically in a nutshell, just off the field issues. And, that'll hurt your draft time, man. And, you know, teams won't take a chance on you like that with those picks. So I think we got lucky with him. Again, I got to see him with Eli. Because Eli's going to be throwing the ball, not Nasbitt. Do I want Eli to play the whole game? Nah, I don't want to play the whole game. But I think it's proper protocol, man. You know, he should play a half and do the dress rehearsal.
How about a couple of series?
And do the,
one series?
Nah, I got to see him more than that, man, because like I say, you can't build that chemistry. The one thing that we definitely got to do going into week one against Dallas, that offense has to be humming. We can't go in there stumbling and bumbling and doing this and that and the other. That offense has to be on all hitting on all cylinders, man. You know, if he,
I just
you know,
have a
half,
problem. I just have a problem driving a real nice expensive classic car on a bad street. Okay.
I don't want
Eli in front of that particular line in the preseason, dude. That's just me. I just
well here's. Here's the thing, Chris. Do you want him you're going to bite the bullet now or bite the bullet later? I'd rather Eli take a couple of hits and be all right, and we'll realize, hey, Newhouse has to get out of the starting lineup. We got to take him out of the starting lineup or whatever. I'd rather they kind of figure that out now when it doesn't count versus week one and Newhouse is a turnstile. And Eli's getting pounded all night by some unknown player on the Dallas D line. I'd rather have that go down now. Like I say, I'm good for a quarter and a half. even a full half. You know, that's what we've done in the past. That's what most teams do. You know, I mean, I think you just got to build that chemistry up, man. Same thing with the defense. You got to – that linebacking core has to play together in order for them to figure out who's, you know, what's the best packages, what's the best lineup that give us a chance to win. Those guys got to play together. The secondary has to communicate and play together and learn how to read off each other. You can't do that in practice all the time. You can't do that in the classroom. All those factors stuff in real live game, live bullets.
Okay.
That's when you – you know what I mean?
G6, I got to do this. We crunch for time, bro. I'm sorry. So let's do this. Final thoughts, but I want to start this particular time with Big O, even though he's just getting here. Big O, where you at, man? Peace and blessings to you, sir.
Peace and blessings, man. Sorry, man. I'm late, man. I had some things to do tonight, man, and I ran late. And I was just in time for some final thoughts, man. Hey, I heard Jet, man. Jet was, you know, dropping some jewels on them, man. Hey, I got to roll with Jet on this, man. I'm waiting pretty much Saturday for the second preseason game to really get some good thoughts about this team and where they're going, man. I mean, the first game, jitters, all kinds of stuff going on. I'm going to see, but I totally agree with that Newhouse, man. We had tackles in the market, and we still didn't go get them, man. I don't know what's going on, but we'll see. We'll see after the second game, man.
All right, big dog. Nice to hear you again, man.
You too, man. You've been gone for a couple of weeks, Chris.
I'll make it up to you. All right, peace and blessings. Sim,
peace.
20 seconds, bro. 30 seconds.
Looking forward to see how Eric Flowers bounces back. He's going to have a good pick going up against Jerry Hughes this week. So definitely looking forward to seeing that. And, you know, like Charles said, just want to continue to see the defense solidify themselves, let the positions play out. And this is another game, and hopefully it's another positive step. Like he said, I'm going to reserve my judgment until after that third preseason game because we all know that's the dress rehearsal. So after that third preseason game, then we should all know what we're working with for the regular season.
Good luck. Thank you, sir. Elaine. Final thoughts, please.
I just want us to stay healthy and let's just get through preseason. I said I really don't think about preseason that much. It's basically just practice to see what rookies we want and if we actually did a right thing on drafting any of them. I just want to get through preseason and can't wait for 9/11.
Okay. That bothers me when y'all say 9/11 like that, but I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, I know. It's a very hard day. I know, but
it is a hard day.
I'm so pissed off that we're not the ones that got a home game, and it's the damn Jets.
We'll go on to that next week. Mike Black.
Okay.
Mike Black. Real quick.
Yeah. I just want to continue to see development on offense and defense. I do want to see Eli play. G6 said, he does need a. Reps with these guys, they don't give them enough time. I guess the bargaining agreement doesn't give them enough time to work with these guys. He needs to work with the guys he's going to be thrown to during the season. I don't think they have to worry about seeing Victor Cruz. We're not going to see him, and that's my final thought. We're not going to see him.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's a rough one. Doris, final thought real quick, babe. She's gone. I'm happy to be back amongst my brethren and sistren, and that's what all I got to say right now. That's my final thought. I'll have more coming. Steve, close us down, sir.
Yeah, for Robbie, for Sim, Elaine, Doris, G6, Mike Black, the Big O, Chris, welcome back from vacation, myself, BlueBlueShow.com, audio archived on iTunes, Podcast Republic, tune in your Stitcher app to download the episodes. A Big Blue Roundtable. Looking forward to development of this preseason. Just looking for guys to just get better, man. More continuity and chemistry, man. We're out of time. Bleed blue, guys. That's all I got to say. Bleed blue, man. Nothing
bleed
more.
Blue all day
blue.
Oh, yeah.
Can you dig it?
bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.